Well, another guest that is going to be upstaged this morning by the Christmas dog. He's going to be with us each and every interview. If you're looking through the webcam in the back there, you can see our Christmas dog. And you can see John O'Connor joining us. You're coming out from an invisibility cloak this morning, John. Good morning.
Yeah, I think I first got to say he's better looking than I am.
he's a good-looking dog, I got to say.
Yes, the invisibility cloak. People who have seen Harry Potter probably know about the invisibility cloak, but and certainly there's been a lot of work around how to get it optically. In fact, there's a wonderful video just recently where a Chinese group had actually pretended they'd created one, and that was looking really impressive.
It's just kind of like Emperor's New Clothes kind of material,
something like that. Yeah, but when it comes to things that are on the water, we're talking about things slightly differently. It's not the matter of whether you see it or not. When a boat or a ship travels, it leaves a long footprint. It's called the wake, and it can stretch hundreds of miles behind it, and you can track boats by looking at this wake. And the wake is a consequence of two things. One is drag, and the other one's turbulence. And so if you can reduce that, first off, you can actually reduce the wake, which means it becomes invisible from that point of view. But reducing the drag is also important because it makes the ship travel more economically. And the drag is actually where you're sort of pulling the water along with you, and you're pushing more than the boat through the water, you're actually pushing water as well. So if you can actually reduce that drag, then you've got more efficient travelling.
So now that we've established, we're kind of really talking about the footprint that they leave behind in that sense. How do we go about doing that? What's the actual mechanics behind this invisibility cloak?
Well, there's a group at Duke University who have been working on this for the last 7 or 8 years, and they initially came up with an idea of having a whole lot of little propellers alongside the boat, which actually made the water move faster, which in theory would work, but it's in practice doesn't work. Mm. So they went to a different process, which is called a magnetohydraulic.
Good thing this is not live, isn't it? We just cut that bit out and we'll put it in later.
Cut that. Magnetohydrodynamic drive.
What he said.
Yeah, what he said. It's and this is a technique which has been known for a long time. And in fact, people will remember from school that wonderful thing where you had to remember the right hand rule or the left hand rule. You know, you had a current moving in a certain direction, a magnetic field in another direction, and you get a force in the third direction. Well, that is the way it works. And it works in the fact that if you drive a current through the seawater, which is conductive, and you've got a perpendicular magnetic field, then it'll push the water at right angles to both of those. And so this is a way of pushing water that doesn't require propellers. Now, the concept itself is not new. In fact, it formed the part of a movie that many people will have seen, The Hunt for Red October, where they switched to silent drive. Well, that silent drive was a magnetohydrodynamic drive.
So was this kind of in a similar sense to how, like, Sean Connery, who was playing the Russian sea captain, couldn't be bothered to, you know, get his dialect right? He just said, I'm just going to use my normal Scottish accent and you're just going to have to live with it.
What's the difference? What's the difference between Scottish and Russian? Sometimes they're both indecipherable to some people.
They're all European. That's close enough for us.
Well, I know some of the movies, when you get a northern accent, or some of the TV series, when you get a northern accent, you go for subtitles.
That's true. You just look to the bottom. Yeah. There we go. White or gold to the bottom.
Excellent. So the idea is, and this has actually been reported, this is not just a concept. This is reported in the latest Physical Review E, and Physical Review is one of the leading journals in science in the world. So this is serious stuff. And so they've looked at how they can now use this magnetohydrodynamic drive to actually accelerate the water beside the ship so that it doesn't create the wake behind. Now, there was a Japanese ship a number of years ago, the Yamato 2 or Yamato 1, which tried to use this drive as the sole propulsion unit, thinking, this is a nice economical way. It doesn't work as the sole method of propulsion, but if you use it just to try and affect the drag around the ship, it may reduce the drag, may and therefore improve the efficiency of the boat. And this issue of reducing the drag does work because some torpedoes are able to travel faster and use less fuel because they actually have a shell of bubbles around the boat, around the torpedo. And having that layer of air around it reduces the drag and makes them travel faster. So reducing the drag does work.
And I'm guessing all of this, the main reason for this would be from a military standpoint, or would there be other reasons?
Well, and certainly the military are interested. But if you can reduce the drag, and look at the number of ships around the world moving cargo, moving coal, moving passengers and all that. If you could reduce that by, let's say, 10%, the drag on that, you're talking a huge energy saving. I mean, certainly travel by sea is transport by sea is an inexpensive way compared to other methods. Mm-hmm. But if you could reduce that energy usage, it would have a big impact worldwide.
And on the cost saving as well, I would imagine.
Yes.
John, thank you for that and sharing your space this morning with the Christmas dog. And thanks for your efforts with us this year. We'll catch you in 2018 after Christmas.
Thank you very much, Mark.
There he is, John O'Connor, joining us this morning on 2 and... Oh, he's invisible. He's hiding behind that invisibility cloak. Where is he? He's gone. He'll be back after Christmas. Here's Huey Lewis on the news, the 2NURFM.